In a victory that changes the political landscape in the state and the nation, Scott Brown is the state's U.S. Senator-elect. He'll be the first Republican to represent Massachusetts in the Senate since 1979. Brown pulled one of the biggest upsets in Massachusetts history in beating the Democrat Martha Coakley by 5 points. Liberty Party candidate Joseph Kennedy took 1%. WBUR's Fred Tice was with Scott Brown last night and has this report.
Scott Brown told his supporters at the Park Plaza Hotel that Democrats, which he called the machine, should be worried.
And for them, it's just the beginning of an election year filled with many, many surprises, I can tell you that. They will be challenged again and again across this great land. And when there's trouble in Massachusetts, rest assured, there's trouble everywhere, and they know it.
One powerful congressional Democrat said last night that Brown's election signals an end to the Democrats' current proposal to expand health care coverage. In a written statement, Congressman Barney Frank said the majority in Congress must make no effort to bypass the election results. Frank says had Martha Coakley won, he believes the House and Senate could have worked out a compromise. But, he says, respect for democratic procedures must rule out any effort to pass a health care bill as if the Massachusetts election had not happened.
41!
At Brown's victory celebration, the crowd chanted 41 in a reference to Brown's promise to be the 41st vote Republicans need to stop the Democrats from passing their health care plan. Coakley won in western Massachusetts, where she grew up, and in large cities throughout the state. Brown won most small towns elsewhere and the suburbs, including Braintree, where Susan Coyne cast her vote for him.
I don't want the health care bill to go through the way that it's currently set up. I have great benefits. I'm afraid that my own benefits will suffer. I just think that it could take care of the elderly a little bit better than it's going to.
Others, like Kate Naughton, also of Braintree, just wanted someone new.
I voted for Scott Brown just for a change in Massachusetts.
Voters were also turned off by the tone of the Democrats' campaign. That's what prompted Dan Muse to vote for Brown in Peabody.
I voted for Brown. Why? Because I think he's the better person. I don't like the negative campaign that she was running. She was very negative about everything.
Brown said he spoke last night to President Obama, who congratulated him. The president told Brown he looked forward to working with him on economic issues. Another Republican who hopes to capitalize this year on dissatisfaction with the Democrats' management of the economy, Republican candidate for Governor Charlie Baker, laid out why he thinks Brown won.
I think because Scott was talking about spending, jobs, the budget, and that's what the people of Massachusetts wanted their candidates to talk about.
Brown said last night the first thing he wants to work on is to control spending. There's been speculation about how quickly Brown will be certified as senator. Last night, he said he would not be going to Washington today. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.